And you do it so well.
I love it.
Is that a new guitar? It's sounding better.
It's been fixed.
Ah, I could tell. I'm leaning over next to Meg. I go, whoo, his guitar is sounding really good. I thought maybe you'd been fixed, lifted up. So after that beautiful song, I have a joke for you. And I'm going, well, okay. I like this joke. And the joke is that the husband and wife, they were arguing. They were arguing about how and who was going to make the coffee. And when the wife finally said, and they were arguing back and forth, and the wife said, it's the husband's job to make the coffee. It's in the Bible. And the husband looked a little confused, and he shook his head, and he said, where in the Bible does it say that? And she said, right here in Hebrews. And so it is, amen. I love that. There were a couple of others that I found that Rick and I, he's speaking up in Placerville this morning. And Rick and I just kept laughing about and trying to decide which one was the best joke. I like that one. And he does brew the coffee, anyway. So last week we did the woohoo. And if you weren't here last week, okay, you can buy the CD in the bookstore, or you can go on the website because it's already on the website and you can listen to it. Because the woohoos were really great. Everybody, did you use them? Did you see a difference taking place in your life? Because that's what we're all about. We're all about changing our thinking, and we change our life. And I think it was brilliant, if I must say so. Woohoo, yeah. And so this week, we're continuing to talk about new ideas. New ideas that help us change our thinking. Because, you know, we can live and just be living through what's happening around us, or we can live full out. And that's what I'm talking about today. And the talk about today is faith without blank, 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 blank. Yeah? Okay. Oh, I didn't have the clicker, but I'll tell you in a minute where I'm going to use that. And normally the quote is, faith without works is dead. However, as we were talking about it on Wednesday and putting this together, we realized that it's really faith without what? So you have a picture up here that you're going to show, right, with the rocks? Oh, not that one, the other one. Yes, there it is. Is that cool? This is what I'm really going to miss, because Jim and I on Wednesday, we just kind of mush it up. And this is one part of our mushing. And so faith without a dream, faith without destiny, faith without love, faith without hope, without happiness. Do you see? And so I'm going to ask you this morning if you're willing to take a new look at new ideas about faith. Are you willing?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Some of you are. Everybody else is? Okay, good. So first, we know that everything is energy. Yes? Okay, good. We teach that here. That there's the energy of everything, and everything has an energy, and the form is just different form of energy, okay? And second, that our thinking, what we think, is our reality. So, in other words, what we speak and what we think has power. Do we all agree on that? Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, good, students of truth. And third, that wherever we put our attention on is what we get more of. Yes? So if we put our attention on the things that are good, or the things that are working out in our life, or we just, even at the stoplight that we talked about last week, stop sign, we say, wahoo, because we celebrate it all. And you've done really good with that one. Good. It works. It works if you work it. And our intention here is that so faith has a lot to do with each and every one of us, and our intention to live a greater life in faith and trust is all about our perception and our beliefs. And these are important realizations for us to grasp, because as we believe, so shall it be. We all know these things. And it's time we look at it from a new perspective. What is my faith? On this little paper that you're going to take home and work with, it says faith without, but it says, in what do I put my faith? And so faith to me is the rock I stand upon. It's my sure footing. It's a knowing that there is something great and grand and glorious that gives me life, that I partner with. You and I belong to a divine nature of life. We each belong to an energy of love. I think knowing the foundation of our faith and creation is so important. Because you see, faith without knowing that is empty. I don't know about you, but I came in knowing that there was a power for good and I could use it. I talked to God before I even could talk to people. I knew it was there. I knew that there was a power out in the garden, and I would go out and talk to it all the time. I jabbered all the time. I know you're surprised about that, but I did. The thing that got to me, though, is I looked around me and I saw that I knew and that I felt and that I spoke to and that I was sure of, I didn't see it happening in the life that I was living or the people that I was living with. Any of you? So what changed with that for me was then I had to question, is that real? Because what I was talking to and what I was living with was something that really wasn't seen by anybody else, certainly not my family, and only by me. And I had such faith and such belief in that. I remember this one day that I saw love every place, I saw beauty every place, and I had to have been maybe 2 and a half. And in the backyard, there were these absolutely gorgeous flowers, and they were white, and they had little, like, bell flowers. And I just, oh, that's so beautiful. And I was just knew that that was a gift from God. And so because God loved me and those were those flowers, I picked them to take them into my mother because I loved her, and I wanted her to know the love that I knew. And so I go into the house with a sample of flowers, and I say, look, for you, love. And with that, as I entered the room, both my older sister and my mother started to scream and holler. And they said, ew, that stinks. Get it out of here. Well, I didn't know because, you see, I didn't smell it because I only saw the love. Those were those little onion flowers. Anybody pick those onion flowers? As soon as they started to scream about it, I could smell it. But until they did, I didn't smell it. Have you ever had that happen with your faith? You go in full of yourself. So do you see, things had to be adapted and adjusted for me, like it is with everything. So what is the foundation that we stand upon? Because you and I belong to a divine nature, and it doesn't matter what somebody else says, whether they say it stinks or not. It is all part of this incredible nature that we stand upon and that we live in, and we each belong to that energy of love, of creation. So I'm going to invite us this morning to breathe into that. Wahoo! Because when we understand what we are committed to and we recognize that that's the truth, the beauty and the magnificence that I saw as a child in the yard that I wanted everybody to see and to know was the truth, Whether they saw it or not doesn't change who I am. Hear that. Whether they see it or not does not change who you are. And so we're committed, and we've got to amplify that feeling that we each have within us, because I guarantee you it's there. And we have to amplify it times two, times three, times four, however much we need to amplify it by. Because it isn't what's happening out there, it's what's happening within us. That's why we changed our thinking with the Wahoos, you see. Because think about it, if you're not committed to having the best relationship with life, no matter what anybody else says, with your spouse and with everything else, then what are you committed to? And what do you want to amplify? I realize that a day doesn't go by that I want my relationship to be better. I'm committed that my day, I had the best day yesterday. I might tell you that sometime, but not today. I'll save that for a better time. What better time is it but this? Anyway, I have lots to say about faith. I'm committed to having a better day today than I had yesterday. And yesterday was over the top. See, yesterday was awesome. Because I had committed to Spirit to say, okay, there's a power for good and we get to use it. And that's what Ernest Holmes said. And we get to call upon it at any time. And I learned this over and over and over again, that when we reinforce our belief, when we reinforce our confidence in the very energy of life, that this is the foundation that we stand upon and that we get to use it no matter what's going on around us, then we are empowered in our own being. Yes? Good. You guys are great students of truth. The question we must ask on a regular basis is, where am I putting my faith? Is it in that breath of life that breathes me? Or is it in something outside of me? In what and how much am I using the power of God, do you see, to support me? And this week now, we got the Yahoos down, or the who. I say Yahoos or hoo-haws or whatever. It's like celebrating whatever is taking place in our life. Because what we're wanting to do is impress the energy that surrounds us, that says, yes, there's life and there's more life to be had. And let's add to that the faith that we stand upon. And let's call upon the one power to work through us. Hear that. To work through us. Because we stand upon and live in the very breath of the everlasting love of Spirit in all as all. The ever-loving, living presence of Spirit is the life that breathes within you and breathes within me. And I'm becoming more conscious of this, that, you know, when we've got a problem, if you can't figure it out, call on the divine. Say, you know what, I have no idea what this is going to do. What to do here. But I know that there's a power within me that surrounds me that knows exactly what the answer is. Got a problem? Give it up to the divine. I did that this past week. I'd been struggling with something for 2 months. Not struggling with it, but I kept being really nice, you know, and I said, okay, it's going to happen. It's going to take place. And finally, this last week, I said, you know what, Spirit, this has been long enough. I have no idea how to do this, but I know you do. It's got to work God to have God work in our lives. And I do apologize. I use the word God all the time. I try to use Spirit. I try to use the energy of life, and hopefully it doesn't bother you, but if it does, we'll do another talk on what that bothers us about, okay? I got lots of stories. The point I'm trying to make here is, when you can't get something done or it's difficult, or you just say, you got to give it up. So I gave it up within 2 days. That had taken me over 2 months of making phone calls and being nice, got handled. Done. I went, whew, that's pretty good, God. So I have a story of Ernest Holmes that I heard about a couple of weeks ago. And Ernest Holmes, you know, gave talks in the theater down in L.A. I don't know if you've heard this story or not, but Ernest Holmes was going to give his talk in the theater, and he was upstairs, and he was meditating before he was to do his talk. And it was one of the hottest days in L.A., and the air conditioning went off. And all the people that were helping Ernest were just scurrying around. And they couldn't wait for Ernest to come down, and they did everything, you know. And they said, Ernest, with the Dr. Holmes, they said, the air conditioning is off, and we're expecting, you know, we've got a theater full of people, and what do we do? And he said, well, did you do the reasonable thing? And they said, yes, we called the air conditioning guy. We checked on the electricity. We've just done everything. We checked the wires. We checked everything. And he looked at him, and he said, did you pray? And they said, no, we didn't. So he said, well, let's stop and pray. And he said, okay, God, you know me. This is Ernest. He said, we're going to go have this event, and we need the air conditioning coming on. And I appreciate it, God, and thank you very much. And so it is, amen. And so they proceeded, and as soon as he started talking, the air conditioning went on. That's faith. Faith without a belief, without a foundation of knowing that we stand upon that, we just need to say, okay, God, I need some help here. That's all right. So besides the hoo-has, the wahoos, whatever you want to call it, besides the celebrating everything, we've got to call on that universal power to work in our lives, to be available. Remember Matthew Fox, who came here. I loved when Matthew Fox spoke. He said, there's so many angels out of work. You have no idea how many angels are out of work. And we sat there going, what? Angels out of work? And Matthew Fox said, yes, God gives us all angels to work with. But there's people who keep forgetting to ask for the angels to help them. He said, they love to be asked. He said, before you go to bed at night, call upon the angels. Especially if at this moment in time you can't call upon the divine. You see, there's a power for good and we get to use it. Now we hear that over and over and over again. But are we doing it? Are we using the tools that we get in these classes, that we get in our Science of Mind magazine or on Sunday morning? See, we can say, I have no idea how this is going to happen, but I know there's a power within me that guides me. Yesterday, Rick and I went for a bike ride through Lake of the Pines early in the morning. It was absolutely fabulous. But there all of a sudden seemed to be a lot of cars on the road. And then we realized there were garage sales all through Lake of the Pines. But there was this one garage sale that lit up for me. And I could hear Spirit calling me. There was like this nudge. And I said, okay, I'll go after we finish the bike ride. I'll take my golf cart and go. And so I told Rick, I said, I'm going to the garage sale. And he just kind of looked at me because I tell you, we have so much stuff. It's like, what do we need? I had no idea, but something that had been put in mind a long time ago. I went to this garage sale that Spirit called me to. It was there. I think it was $8. And with the $8, I also got a cheese grater, so they said I could have that for free. And as I was walking out, there was an electric cord. And I said, oh, how much do you want for that? And the guy said, oh, you can have it. Rick had just recently trimmed a hedge, and he used the electric hedge trimmers, and he accidentally trimmed the cord. I said, I'll tell him I got it for $20. We've got to nurture our faith. We've got to listen to that intuitive self and that power that lives within us and let our life reflect our faith. Don't let life be the determiner of what you believe in or what you have faith in or what you question or doubt. There's a power for good. Call on it. Use it. We don't have to figure it out. There's an infinite wisdom, an infinite power that knows where we're supposed to be and what's going to show up and how it's all going to work. And I realized this last week as I celebrated the hoo-has and the yahoos and just being excited about life, because you see, we know from science of mind that if we filled with life and are excited about what's going on around us, or at least look forward to something even better than yesterday, that the universe supports us in that. The Father within, it's all that you need to know. There's a power within you. And we have to start this moment invoking that divine energy and that guidance and that well-being. That is innately our birthright. That the foundation that we stand upon. And so, yes, we belong to an all-living, all-loving presence, a partner. And we get to claim our heritage. This is our birthright. And so I'm going to invite each one of us to call upon that nature of spirit, that guiding force. So I'd like you to think right now, if there's something that you're maybe struggling with, or you didn't get the answer to, or you would like the answer to, or you'd like some guidance with, let's just take a moment, close our eyes, and just bring that to mind. And we say, okay, God, you know who I am. You've heard me before. And so I call upon that divine presence right here, right now. Jesus, move through me and around me in every moment of my life, but especially right here. And allow that truth, that light, that love of pure spirit to magnify and to reflect the faith that you put in it right now. And so take a breath. And we know it's done. We know it's complete, because there is only one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence, by whatever name you call it, the divine, the beloved, the life force, God, spirit, Buddha, Atman. There's only one. And that infinite power, that infinite wisdom is right here within each one of us. And it is within that problem or that difficulty or that you desire an answer to. We know it's right there and it's right here and it's ever present. It is an energy field of love. It is an energy field of divine right action, harmony, and peace. And we walk into it. We breathe into it. We say, yes, you know who I am, Spirit. And we call upon it all the time. Faith. Without our cooperation is no faith at all. So we step into that faith that we are building, that we are living in, that guides us, that serves us and nurtures us. And we say, thank you, God. And we recognize that greater than what we can speak in words is already taking place in the mind of God. And in gratitude and thanksgiving into the mystery and the miracles that we know are here now. We just release and let it go into that ever-living, loving law of spirit that always says yes, returning to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, spilling over. We are full of it. We just let God do God's work. We let it be so. And if you agree with me in anything, please join me in saying, and so it is. So it is. Amen.